In Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, let us start from the Shaila of the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Machlifen Lifnei Rebbe, Shel Zu Bezu Mahu. They asked Rebbe a Shaila, like this we have in the Mishnah, Anaka is Bechaitim, and Agomel is Ba'afso. A chaitim is a shmira ma'ule, and a na'afsa is a normal shmira. So they asked Rabbi, shel zu bezu mahu. If one wore the other shmira, is this considered, is this also mutter to be yaitze, or is it not mutter to be yaitze? So let me just tell you how the Sfasemis learns pshat in the Gemara. There's a shayla who said what. So the Sfasemis wants to learn Pshat in the Gemara as follows. That they asked the Shaila, Shel Zu Bezu Mahu, but now Shmuel gave his interpretation. So Shmuel said as follows. Naka ba'afsa leite boila. Mistoma, that was never a Shaila. That a Naka should go out ba'afsa, kivin deloy minta rebei masiyu. Since a apso is not a shmira for a nake, so it's zicher amas. So that couldn't be the shaila. Kiti boiloch gomel b'chaitem mai. The shaila was gomel b'chaitem. This is a shaila. What are the two tzedim from the shaila? One side is kiven the sagilo ba'apso masiyu. Since it is sufficient a apso. So memele, the Yisrael, and the Tire Yeserte, that's called Amasui. Oidume Netirusa Yeserte Leemrina Masuyu. That means it's also serving a purpose. You don't need so much. But Lemaise, since the Gomel does not have an Avso, so this Chaitem is serving the purpose of an Avso. It's a very good Shmire. It's not necessary, so great a shmir, but al kaponim, since it is serving a purpose, it is not a masui. Or the afshanit, the turi yaseire, or maybe it is a masui, since it is not necessary. That was the shaila. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul relates, Omar Lefonov, so the Vali gave his interpretation of the shaila, that the shaila was gomol b'chayt. Now, in this maimed, Omar Lefonov Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi wanted to be poishet the shayla, and he told over Abaraisa. Kach Omar Abe, Rabbi Yosi said, Arba behemes yoitzois ba'afso. Four behemes can go out with an afso. Hasus, v'hapered, v'hagomo, v'hachamur. There's a number here. Now let's forget about the number. So what is he telling us? He's telling us that four behemoths can go out. Hasus, va'peret, va'gomel, va'chamor. So even though it says in the Mishnah, no, that we'll also see later. So we have here these four behemoths. Arba behemishaitis ba'afso. Hasus v'haperet v'hagomo v'chamor. L'mu'utei mai. So what is he coming to tell us? My love, l'mu'utei gomo v'chayte. He wants to tell us that davke ba'afso, since an afso is sufficient, davke ba'afso, l'mu'utei gomo v'chayte. That a gomo v'chayte is a gomel b'chaitem is not permitted to go out. Let us see Rashi. Machlifin she'ilosam nako ba'afsa v'gomel b'chaitem al. Masihu v'osa. Lav l'mu'utei gomel b'chaitem. That is memayit gomel b'chaitem. V'hochi koma. Arba behemis halolu mishtamrim ba'afsa. So that's what Rabbi Yosi said. That these four behemoths, it is sufficient an afso. In the male, if it's sufficient an afso, basureis lotseis b'chaitem. So these four behemoths, since it's sufficient, other behemoths, Anaka needs a chaytim. Some of male Anaka can go out with a chaytim. But these four behemoths, since it is sufficient and afso, some male, so they can't go out with a chaytim. That's what he wants to tell us. Lemute mai, lav, lemute gomel b'chaytim. Gomel and all the others b'chaytim, since it is sufficient ba'afso. So the Gemara answered, Loyla Mu'ute Nako Ba'afsa. No, he comes to be Mamayev Nako Ba'afsa. So the Svasemis wants to say that till my love Lamute Gomel Bachoitim, this was Be'etzem Divrei Shmuel. He says that's how Shmuel interpreted the whole mind. When they asked the Shaila, so he explained the Shaila can't be Nako ba'afsal, because it's no shayla, limintere. So the shayla must be, gomol b'chaytem. That must be the shayla. And now when Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi said over the member of his father, so Mistama, that's pshat on what he answered. He answered that an afsal is sufficient, so since they can go out with apso, so they shouldn't go out with anything stronger than an apso. So according to Shmuel, it was a closed case already. That was Mestama de Shaila, and that is what Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi was patient. So the Gemara answers, Loi lamute nako biapso. Now the Gemara disagrees with the whole Cheshbin, what Shmuel had said. They say, Shmuel had said there never was a Shaila nako biapso. So the Gemara says, no, maybe faker, that the shayla was grad if nako ba'afsar is sufficient. And fakel, and the diak was that the Tana was telling us the shmiris p'chusois, which is sufficient, alba be'mishoitzis ba'afsar, even though an afsar is not such a shmire mu'ule, that a p'chusa is also good, but so far, these can go out with an afsar. Aber anako, an afsar is not sufficient. So a male by anako, an afsar will be a masui. Let us see Rashi, le lemuti anako ba afsar, da hoye vole mintere be masui. Avel niti rusa yeserte, ke gain chaitam le gomo, ke bizlav masui. Bimasnise tonin. In the Bereisa we learned, Luvdokim v'gomol yoitzim ba'afsa. That luvdokim and a gomol are yoitzim ba'afsa. So what was the Baraisa Mechadish? The Baraisa was Mechadish luvdokim yoitzim ba'afsa. And even though in the Mishnah it says that luvdokim beprumbiye, so the Baraisa is telling us that an avsor is also sufficient. For luvdokim, an avsor is also sufficient. Now, why does the Gemara bring down this Baraisa? So the Goyim wants to say pshat as follows, that the first Baraisa that said a minyan, some emela, so then it's mistaver to say that that's pshat in the first Baraisa. Arba behemis yoitzais ba'afso. Lemuti, that a fifth behemis, anako, does not go out ba'afso. That was the dichi of the Gemara. The Gemara first had wanted to say that it wants to tell us they can only go out with an afso and not with a chaitim. So the he's telling us a chiddush in themselves. So the Gemara said no, and there's a diyak taka from the minyan. Hey, the minyan is telling us these can go out with an apso. La afuki anako can't go out with an apso. So that's the minyan. Hey, so from the minyan it's mestava that's the diyak. B'masnise tone. Luvdokim v'gomol yoitzim b'yavso. That luvdokim v'gomol yoitzim b'yavso. So here it doesn't say a minyan. So here it's mistavel to say fakel. Luvdokim v'gomol yoitzim b'yavso, but not b'chaytim. So the Gemara is bringing the b'raise to prove that a netira yisera is a maser. He says the first baraisa is mistava to say the minion is mamayit nakobavso. So you don't even hear what the first baraisa holds by netirusa yisera. But the second baraisa, since there is no minion whatsoever, so al kol chachvo, so here it's mistava to say that you mamayit luvdokim v'gomu yaitzim ba'avso, but not b'chaita. That's how the Goyin learns Pshat in the B'masnisa Tone. The Sfas Emes wants to say that from the B'masnisa Tone we see that the Arba B'chlal is not a miut, because it says Arba Bein Mishyoitzis Ba'avso Asus HaPeret V'Gomo V'Chamoyer, and then later it says Luvdokim also go out Ba'avso. So we see that the Arba B'chlal is not a miut. So Mistomes, so the Chiddush of the Braise is that Ba'avsa v'loy b'choyte. But Al Koponim, according to both Pshotim, from the Masnisa, we see that Achoytim is Osa. So we were poishet that Nitirusa Yisaira is Osa. So the Gemara says, you're right, but Kitanoi, the Shaila of Nitirusa Yisaira, that is Mutter or Osa, is Amachloikis Tanoi. Ein chaye yoitze besoiger. A chaye is not permitted to go out besoiger. Soiger is a type of a collar, and a chaye is not permitted to go out besoiger. That's what the Tanakam holds. Chanan yoitze besoiger b'chol davar amishtam. So the Gemara asks, "Vamaya skin? What is the machlokes Chanan in the Tanakam?" Ileime bechaye gdoile, if they're speaking about a chaye gdoile, a bear, misagilo soiger, as a soiger won't help, a soiger will not help a bear, so according to Chananya, it also wouldn't be mutter. Ve'elo bechaye ktane, speaking about a small chaye, a mangus, a rat, so miloi sagilo soiger. So what's the svara weiter of the Tanakhama? So the Gemara says, Elo lav chatu. We're speaking about a cat. Ike benai. Tanakhama sova kiven de sagi lo bimisne ba'alme. Since you don't need a soiger for a cat, a small rope is sufficient. So memele masayu. So if you put it on a soiger, so that's a masayu. That is the svar of Chananya. So this shaila, what was asked from Rebbe, is Lamaisa Machlokes the Tanakame and Chananya. Zot Rashi. Yoitzin ba'avso, the Luftaki Nami Minta Rebbe. And Avsa helps, even though the Mishnah says, Luvdakim beprumbiye, but an Avsa will also help for Luvdaki. Hori gesini ketanoi, en chaye yoitze besoige, ketanoi nitirusa yeser te imasi hu eloi, zamach leikis tanoi. Besoige, it's a collar shall chevel, made out of string, rope, kidem betagaminin vayitneu besoige bekeilon. Bechaye gdoile kegoin doid. Ktana kegoin emiya, amangus vachuldan a rat. Chatul loy boy nitirusa afilu kechaye ktan shein etoav livroyach kolkach is bemisna chevel cotton, a small string would be sufficient. So memele, so that is the machlokes. Omar Rav Hune Barchiye Omar Shmuel halacha kichananya that a nitirusa yiserto is muta. Levi berei de Rav Hune Barchiye, Levi his son. They were both traveling b'derech. Kodmei chamra de Levi l'chamra de Rabbe Baravune. So the chamor of Levi went ahead of the chamor of Rabbe Baravune and left him alone in the back. Chola shtaitei de Rabbe Baravune. So Rabbi Baravuna had Chalishas Adas, he felt it wasn't quite a Torah, that he should go on ahead and leave him in the back, he should follow him. Omar, so Levi thought, Eimele Milse ki heiche de itoisiv daites, I have to be mefayisim, he shouldn't have Chalishas Adas. Omalei, so he yes to mashaila. Chamoir she'asok avroim kigoin ze. If a person has a chamoir that doesn't listen to the rider, when it wants to jump ahead, it jumps ahead. Mal lotzeis pepumbiye b'shabbos. That means the Mishnah says that a chamoir goes out. The halach is a chamoir goes out with an afsa. We hear this in the Rabbi Yosi. That Abba Ben Mishaitis Ba'afso, Hagomul Ba'achamir. Achamir goes out Ba'afso. The Mishnah says only Luvdokim is Beprumbia. Luvdokim were very strong Chamirim. But like this, Astam Chamir goes out with Afso. He says, what if you have a Chamir Sha'asok Avroi? Ma'u Lotzeis Beprumbia B'Shabbos. Svasemis wants to be mamtik that the shaila was, is there an iser of marasayim? That means that be'etzem, if an avso doesn't help, so a prumbiya should zicha be permitted. But since it's a normal chamoyer, and people, when they look at the chamoyer, they don't see that an hog of the chamoyer, she'asok avroim, asok avroim does not mean that all the time it's asok avroim. So maybe there's an iser of to go out be prumbiya. Because be'etzem v'achamir she'ein asok avroim, so prumbi is taka masui. So that was a shayla, chamir she'asok avroim, ma'u lotzeis beprumbi yebishabes. Is there an iser of marasayin or not? So he killed two birds with one stone, one he asked him a shayla, and number two, he explained to Rabbi Bar Avune that what he was magdim, that's not his fault, that's the chamir's fault. Omalei, hochi yomo obuch. Fakir, your father said, mishmei dishmul alochi kechananya. You're asking a shayla, if there's an issa marisayin, your father said that pechlal there's no issa. You're asking, because by a chamir shasok of roim, it's not called niti rusi yaseya. But maybe people won't know, so there's an issa marisayin. He says, your father said the loch is like chananya. If the loch is like chananya, Some emailers on the Terusi Yaseir Bechlal isn't also. Some emailers, there's no shayla. Let us see Rashi. Halochik Echananye and Terusi Yaseir Te Lav Masayu. It's not a Masa. Chol She Daite De Rabbe Baravune Sheho Yo Godu Chesovo Sheoso Midas. And he held that he had done this Midaitoi. So Semes wants to say in Rashi, Tosis says it's a problem in Mechabdim Bedrochim. He wants to say that Rashi didn't learn Bechlal, this is not a gedder of kibbutz, this is a gedder of bezoin. That this was a bezoin, that they're riding together and all of a sudden he goes ahead of him and leaves him in the back. That is a gedder of bezoin, which is zicha osa. The Tosif daite, laidiya ishalay niskavanti. Beprumbiye, Mihave nitirusa yeserta legabei oiloi. Halacha kichananya. Leich peslon mihave nitirusa yeserta. Because nitirusa yeserta is also muta. Let us see Tosfos. Oidilme kol nitirusa yeserta lav masiyu. That was the shaila that was asked from Rebbe. Vimtoimer tivshet mimas nisim. This nan v'luvdokim beprumbia. So the Mishnah says klol luvdokim are permitted to go out beprumbia. Afal gav the sagi lo ba'afso. Even though an afso is also sufficient. Kida omar besomuch tono luvdokim v'gomol yaitzim ba'afso. And then the Mishnah says it can go out beprumbia. Uprumbia adifem me'afso. How do we know? From the Gemara we just learned. The Omar Lekamon, Chamer Shasok Avroim, Kigoin Zeh Amar Lotzis Beprumbiye B'Shabbos. Alme Mashme, the Odif Meyafso. So you see, Klo, that a Prumbiye is better than an Afso. And by Luvdokim, if an Afso is sufficient, so Memela Prumbiye is Nitirosa Yeseire, so it should be also. And we see from the Mishnah, it's Muta. So you see, Klo Nitirosa Yeseire is Muta. Veshloimer bloihavi nitirusa yeserte, v'urche nami bahochi, v'loichoshev masu. So the Taisus HaRosh explains pshat as follows, that the legabi stam chamoir the sagile ba'afsa havni tirusi yeseira. By a stam chamoir it's taken the tirusi yeseira. That means this Yisrael Shmire is taken the tirusi yeseira. And that was the Gemara Baita. Av legabi luftekim lechoshiv nitirusi yeseira. He says, the Ritva zechtoichet avot, he can't be mitzamtzim that exactly how much shmir is necessary and a little more shine in tirusi yisera. That sicha, there's no such halacha. Tirusi yisera means when you're going overboard, whereby this mean it's pechlal not necessary. So bayach hamoyer take a prumbi is take not necessary. Luvdikim prumbi yot apshat. You can get away with an absar also. An avsa also accomplishes a shmire. It's an avsa by a chamir is not like an avsa by a naka. An avsa by a naka is worthless. It doesn't do anything. An avsa by a chamir is a shmire. There's a preferable shmire of plumbiye. Is a laloche. Both of them are not considered a masri because both of them are accomplishing something. A plumbiye is accomplishing a better shmire, which is zicha mutter, and an avsor is accomplishing an adequate shmira, which is also mutter, that it should not have a shame masri. So memele, so by luvdikim b'chal, you can't bring a raya to the shail of the gemorna tirusi yeserta. Tirusi yeserta is only by something which is not necessary at all for the behemoth to have. There it's a shail, so it could be this as a teiras masri. Kodmei chamra de levi. Mashme shemechabdim bedrochim. That was the whole agmas nefesh of Rabba Bar Avuna. Perikom la mamamune nami amrinon shloish shoyim alchem bederech horav beemtza godol miminoi vekotn mismoila vechein motzine b'malach hayashorei shebo eitzel avroch vehikshu rabbeinu tam de beperik shloish shoyoch lo masik. The whole din kibud is only be Pesach aroil mezuzah. The tirutz Rabbeinu Tam, the hoson she'ein hayulchim bechabura achas. The Gemara in Brachos that says they mechabdim bedrochim is speaking about not going together. El kol echot hayulch letzerech atzmoi. So there's no seder. There is no din kibud. Avok she'hayulchim bechabura achas. If they're going together, mechabdim b'chol mokim. Then there's a din of COVID, and that was the case over here with Levi and Rabbi Bar Avun. Zokte Gemara weiter. Tone devei menashe, eis shechokak lo bein karneho, yoitzo ba'afsor b'shabes. So let us see Rashi. Yoitzo ba'afsor. Now, a chokak lo bein karneo means as follows. He made, he was chokik, an indentation in the keren. So like there's a place where if you put an avsor around the karnayim, and the avsor will fit in very good in the indentation of the karnayim, it won't slip out. The karnayim are a slippery thing, especially if the goat is not too cooperative. So if you would tie around the avsa, around the karnayim alone, it will slip out of it. But if you made a chakike, and you tied it to the chakike, so that accomplishes that the eis can technisch oizdrein from the avsa when there's a chakike in the karnayim. So then it's yoitze ba'avsa. Let us see Rashi. Im tochvoi ba'chakikes keren. If the avsa was stuck in the, or put in the chakike of the keren, so then it will not slip out. Avol bikshire ba'alma stamazoi. You will tie to the karnayim the avsa. Loi. Vilma sholfo mireisha. It might slip off the head of the ace. Mitoich sheroi shodak. Vehi misnekes lekan ulekan shemoi shchenoiso. So meila sabos is. Vosi lasuye arba amis b'shus harabim. So we're afraid, Fakert, he'll be holding. We'll be learning later, one is permitted to hold a reign of a behema while the behema is going. So Lamaisit could come about that he's holding the Yafsa, and the Ace had different cheshbonis, and it slipped out of the Ace, and he'll start chasing the Ace, and he'll be holding the Yafsa in his hand, and Lamaisit will be mavet al damas b'shusarab. So therefore, Tana de Menashe says, when is it permitted to go out with an Ace, with an Yafsa, shechokak lo ben karnel? Then the ace can drain a hin in the hell, but the afsa will not slip from its horns. Boy, Rav Yosef, tochav lo bezikno mahu. What is the din if he tied the afsa in the beard? Now, how does that work? So Rashi says like this: Shekoshar sar zikno kemi nekev. He made like a circle, like a ring out of the beard of the goat. V'tochav ha'avso l'soichoi, and he stuck the avso in a veinik. So what did it study? Ashaile, kiven de'i minatech lo koivlo. If the ace will start making shtick and start turning its head up and down, it's going to get very painful. Because it's, the beard will start hurting. You're pulling out hairs. So memeila safakel. So this is a sufficient oifen of controlling the ace. So an avso in the beard of the ace should be sufficient. But this is not a secure thing. Eventually it could be that it could open up and lemaise, again we have the same problem, that the avso will fall out and the bailam will be carrying daladamas b'shusaram. Zogt Rashi, minatcho, minat nekes, v'koifetzes, ona v'ona livroyach miyodoi. So my mail, one side is, it's sufficient. Koiv lo hazoken, shenitlash haseyer umachivo. That the ace has pain. And the other side was, that could be rofi lo, and he might come to carry the aldamas b'shusarab. Take. So the Gemara lives by a boy, and it's a boy de lo yifshite. The Rambam is machmer by both cases. One of the Mephoshim asks why the Rambam is machmer, since the whole shaila is only a shaila in a darabonon. Are we goyzer, dilma, osi, lasuye, daladamas, bishasarabim? The whole shaila is only a gzeire. It seems there's no shaila if it's a masui. The Svasemis explains there's no shaila if it's a masi, it's about why the second case. While it's rofi, so mamonashech, kozman, it's attached, it's doing its purpose, so it's not a masi. If it's rofi, v'nofel, so it's weiter not a masi, so it's nofel. So the whole shaila is not in a shaila na de reise, the whole shaila is a shaila na de rabbono. Well, they goyzer, dulma osi, lasu yidal damas v'shusarab. So it's a whole shaila na gzeire. And the Rambam paskins lechumre. So yes, why the Rambam paskins lechumre, lechayr it's only a shayla of the rabbon. Tnan hosam, we learned in the Mishnah, soif b'me b'heime, v'loi b'ritzue sheben karnel. A poro is not allowed to go out b'ritzue sheben karnel. Omar Rab Yirmiyah Barabe, plige bo Rav Shmu. There's a machlokes Rav Shmu, by Ritzuah Shebein Karnel. Chad Omar, that what the Mishnah asks, Bein Linoi, Bein Lishmer also. That means, say the purpose of the Ritzuah is Linoi. Let us see what Rashi says. Nan Hosom Besoy Pirkim, V'loi Poro B'Ritzuah Shebein Karnel, Linoi Shetzoiva V'Koilo, first he colors this Ritzuah, then the koila, and he flechts the ritzua, he braids this ritzua, l'noi, ben karnel, ki min kliye mi keren le keren, ve'enoi oich zabo, stamazoi to beautify the pora. Lishmoy, she oich zabo, if the pora decides to go ahead, so me meile, she oich zabo, he holds her by the horns, by this ritzua, so me meile, she can't go further. So, Memela, we have our machlokes. So, Chad Omar, Why is it also the poro mintere beloy achize? A poro does not need shmire. You don't have to hold a poro. Elo meilicha lefono. He just, the poro goes in front of him and he's behind it. And a poro is very easy to watch. You just scream at it or tell it what to do. You don't have to be oiches the poro. Okesovar nitilusa yeserto masayu. So this man, the Yomar that asks Lishma, he holds, since it is not necessary for Ritzue, since it's Meilicha Lofonov V'loy Yachize, so this is Nitirusa Yisera. So therefore it is also. Rechadoma L'noi Osa V'lishma Muta. That Noi Yistaka Osa, Abol Shmir is Muta. Volishme Muta, Kasova Nitirusa Yeserta Lav Masayoi. We'll see later from the Gemara Taka that the Gemara is Medamedes to Nitirusa Yeserta. There's a Choshve Ha'ore from the Sfas Emes. Later I saw the Ritva brings down this Ha'ore from the Seifa of the Bala Trumis that says that in Lomdis there's a Meredike Chilek between a Ritzue ben Karnei Pora Lishmoer and Netirusa Yeseire. Netirusa Yeseire means as follows. Let's say an example, if a Gomel is permitted to go out with a Chaitim, that means as follows, that a Gomel Zicha needs a Shmire. That's for sure. You can't let a Gomel go alone. Forget about it. It needs a Shmire. But an Avsa is sufficient. So instead of putting an Avsa, I put a Chaitim. Let us say, for practical purposes, a chaitim weighs more, is bigger. So it's a hitzo. So the shail is, but lemaisa, it is serving a purpose now. You know, lemaisa, what I would have accomplished with a avsa, I'm now accomplishing with a chaitim. So lemaisa, the chaitim is serving a purpose. You could get away with a avsa. I'm doing it with a chaitim. So here there's a svara to say that tirusa yisert is also not a masi because it's accomplishing something. So memele, I don't need it, but basheru sham it's accomplished. I could have got away with something less, but now this is accomplishing the shmir of the beim. So whatever is accomplishing shmir of the beim is not considered a masi. Masha enken. By a pora beritzua ben karneh, a pora bechlau doesn't need shmira. Doesn't need any shmira at all. That's what Rashi says. So now I put a ritzua ben karneh. So why is this called netirusa yeselta? This should be much worse than netirusa yeselta. That is the ha'ore that the Sfas Emes asks. And the Balatumas also demands this ha'ore. About kaponim, the vial we see from Rashi, that is the machloikis and these two man the yomri. The one that holds Lishmer is Osa, he holds Nitirusa Yeseire is Osa, and the one that holds Lishmer is Mutter, he holds Nitirusa Yeseire is Mutter. Omar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, Tistayim de Shmuel Huda Omar Lenoi Osa Lishmer Mutter. I'll bring you a raya, like this, we just had a chadom, but we don't know what Rav holds and what Shmuel holds. So Rav Yosef says, I'll bring you a raya, that Shmuel holds that Lishmer is Mutter. Why? The Omar Rav Huna Bar Chiya Omar Shmuel, we had before on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the Omar Rav Huna Bar Chiya Omar Shmuel, Halacha Kechananya. See, the Gemara Klor is Medame Distin Itirusa Yeseira. So if he paskins that Itirusa Yeseira is Mutter, so Memela, so therefore he's the one that holds that Lishmer is Mutter. Omar le'abaye adarabe. Tistayim de Shmuel hu da Omar bein lenoi bein lishmeros. I'll bring you a different ray. That Shmuel is the one that holds that lishmer is also. Why? The Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel machlifen lifnei Rebbe shel zu bezu mahu. Omar lefonov, Shmuel said over, and according to the Sfas Emes, let's again say over how he said pshat. Shmuel said over, they asked Rebbe Yashayle, shel zu bizu. And as we had learned, so Shmuel interpreted the Shaila was Gomel Bechaitim. That was the Shaila. That was the Shaila of Netilusa Yisrael. And, but Naka Ba'avsa was Zichan HaShaila because it's Zichar HaMasuk. That's how Shmuel had said. Om Alephonav Rabbi Yishmoel Barabi Yosi Kach Omar Abbe Dalet Behemis Yoitzes Ba'avsa Rasus Vaperet Ba'gomo Ba'chamer. And Shmuel had said, Lav Lema'ute Gomel Bechaitim. That was the whole Shaila. Shaila was Gomel Bechaitim. Rabbi Shmuel Barabi Yosi was Poishit from the memory of Rabbi Yosi. So by stories, he wants to be, that was pshat, that the yaitze ba'avso v'loi b'chaitem. So memele, so Abaye said, adarabe. Adarabe tis time. So bekitza, what is pshat in the adarabe? So the Rishonim say, because if we have here a difference of opinion, what Shmuel said, Rav Yehuda is more falaslach to say over a member of Shmuel, Then Rav Huna Bachiye. Rav Yehuda was a daikin. So memela, if Rav Yehuda said over from Shmuel that Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yosi was poishet, that Gomel b'chaitem is also, is memela, that's what he held. So mistame fakert. So if we have here now machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Mistame Shmuel is the one that holds that Gomel, that Nitilusa Yeseira is also, so therefore, a Ritzu Alishmer will be also. So the Gemara says, Sameho Mikameho. Fakel. So we have to take Nem on this memory. Umay Chos is the Mas Miso Mikameho, Sameho Mikameho. So the Gemara says, the Itma, Rav Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav, Bein Lenoi, Bein Lishmer, Oser. Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Omar Shmuel, Lenoi Oser, Lishmer, Mutter. So we see, Punkfakel, Taisamayho Kamayho, he had said we have to follow Zech on the Memre of Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. No, it come out according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel that Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi paskin that Gomel b'chaitim is also that was the Shmuz over there, and he brought the raya from Rabbi Yosi that Talad Yaitzis ba'avso v'loi b'chaitim. So the Gemara says no, Sami Homi Kami Homi Taka paskin Shmuel. Paskin that Netilusa Yeserta is Mutter? Favos, because he said Klor, Lenoi also Lishmer Mutter. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Arba Behemis, Kesalke Deiter, the Hochi Koma, Ba'avso Yoitzes, Veloi Bechaitem. Alme Netirusa Yeserto Masuyu. Netirusa Yeserto is a Masu. Umay Chos is the Mas Mishayde Shmuel Mikame Yahi. Same Yahi Mikame Yo. So the Gemara says Ditma Behedye. The Shmuel Hu the Shori. That Shmuel was Take Mata. Vahu the Machlifin Kido Kimno. As Evi Mira Mein Gesetz. The loy lemotino mechaitin, not that we want to be mamayit, that they can go out only with an avsa, not with a chaitin. Elamute nakame avsa, the loy minterebe. But we hold Shmuel, holds claw, that nitirusa yeseire is mutter. So mamela, lishmael mutter. Meisvei, frikte Gemara, kashe, so we have Yamachloikis, Rav Shmuel. If by a pore, which all the time is Nitirusi Yeseir, if it's Mutter or also, Rav holds that it's also, and Shmuel holds that it's Mutter, Meisvei, we learned in the Mishnah in Pore, Koshra Baila b'meiseiro ksheiro. That if the Baila tied the Pora Dume, b'meiseiro, so that's not called Ola Leho Oil. Since it needs Netirusa, So Memele, so it doesn't become Nifsal through the Meisera. Vizal Kedai Toch Masihu. If you hold it's a Masui, Ashaloi Olole Oilom Arachmonis, why is the Poradu Meksheira? It's Loi Olole Oil. Omar Abaye, Abaye said, this halacha that says kosher baila b'meisera k'sheira is speaking about b'moilicha meir lo'ir. So what does that mean? So that means as follows. That what we said, that a pora does not need any shmire, that is dafke, and the shtot, that it's eingewohnt. It listens to instructions. B'moilicha meir lo'ir, so then the pora has a cheshek not to go to a fremde shtot. So then it is also not so obedient. In such a case, you need a meisera. Rava Omar Shani Pore de Domeho Yekorin. A Pore is Domeho Yekorin. So even though every Pore does not need a Shmire, because Roiv Pa'omim it is obedient, so Memele, that is Dafkestama Pora. But Pora Dume de Dome Yekorim, you're very careful every move that she makes. So a Pora Dume, it does need a Shmira. That's Rovis Teretz. Ravina Omar be Meiredes. Ravina said that this is speaking about a Meiredes. A Meiredes needs a Shmira. So the Rishonim say that Betzim des Amachloikes, Abaye and Ravina and Rove. Abaye and Ravina give a Kimtis. We zichnu what's speaking about a por adume. Vafal piken they held a por adume is not different than any other por. And therefore they said that davke, it's either this akimte, it's my redes, or my licha meir liir. Rav is a yochit keneged rabim that says that even though every por does not need shmire, a por adume, the domer yikorim, does need shmire. Let us see Rashi. Koshra by leho le pora dume b'meiseira apsa. B'meilicha meir leir, ustam pore poine le moke marbit shalo. I think that it goes back to where it used to be. V'tsoich le oir zog shemeilicha liracheres. The lavne tirusa yeserta. He says, in this matzav it's not called on tirusa yeserta, elo ulchehi. For a por adume in this matzav, it's the steiger to have a shmir. Shani por adume, the domeho yikorim. O boy ni tirusa yeserto mishenerdo. Let us see Taisvis. Omar Shmuel, haloche ke Hananye. Perish Rabbeinu Hananu. The haloche ke Rav. So Shmuel paskin like Hananye, that what? That antivusa yeserta is muta. Perisha bein Hananu, da aloche kerab, da omar, bein linoi, bein lishmer osa. We don't paskin like Shmuel. And he brings two rights. Number one, midmishani, abaye, verove, veravine, dahave basroi, ali bedahi, Alibei ahide koshre bailer b'meisera. He said, Yetvi amayroi basroi that said pshat in the Mishneh to fe'em v'ra. So if the loch is like Shmuel, so memeilo bus butchut min da amayroi basroi to fe'em v'ra in the Mishneh, tvi yekimtis. So vayis tachoyis because the loch is like Rav. Since the loch is like Rav, so therefore they wanted to say pshat in the Mishneh. Ba'oi, the Kaimalon, the Hilchase Kerav Bisuri. That we paskin Hilchase Kerav Bisuri. Hilkach, Oimer Horav Poires, the Chone Tirusa Yeserta Osa. So since we paskin like Rav, so Chone Tirusa Yeserta Osa. Agavurche, we had mentioned before, the Svor of the Svasemis, that is Lucheire, it is a Svor to be Machalik, between the Tirusa Yeserte and Apore Beretzua Ben Karnel. The Tirusa Yeserte Be'etzim, there is a necessity for the Shmira, but it's a Shmira, you could have got away with a lesser Shmira. Retzua Ben Karnel, Bechlal, that's called the Tirusa Yeserte. There is a svara to say that pachlal, if it's a dover shomer, so there it's zicher amasoi. So the Balatumis wants to say that be'etzem we paskin like Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel that what are lochi kechananya. In the tirusa yisera tatak we paskin like Shmuel. But in this machloikis, in the machloikis of Rav Shmuel by Pore, here we take a paskin according to Rav, because this is worse than in Tirusa Yisraelta. So Melos Farenfeld, here take Rav Shmuel, Alochi Kerav. It's Alochi Kechananya, Alochi Kerav. Because Rav is speaking about Ritzua Ben Karneo, so this is worse than in Tirusa Yisraelta. And therefore, the Amayroim Antrefem for Rav. Obo Legabi, that's Yisraelikan Taisvis. Obo Legabi, he's the Shalom Tirusa Yisraelta, could be Alochi, we paskin like Chananya. The two different sugyas. Our kaponim, Taisvis went with the poshet and mahalach of the Gemara. The Gemara was medame, Ritzua ben Kanel and the Tirusa Yeserte. So memele, so Taisvis says, laloche, Rav Poiris, the chol netirusa yeserte osa. Kegoin pora ba'afsa. A pora doesn't need any shmira. So a pora ba'afsa is osa. Ubechol noi behema osa lotzeis. Noi is also osa. Umiyu agolim yoitzis ba'afsa kediyoma besomuch. Agolim are different than a pora. Agolim are a bechina of a mordes. So on a golem, lemaise, do go out ba'afsa, k'dama b'samach. V'yoytze sus beresen, do urchei b'hochi. Oy ba'afsa. He says, that's urchei of a sus. Avo b'shneim. You'll have two dvorim ha'meshamrim, beresen u ba'afsa, osa. Now Taisvah says, now what's tut min Shabbos? Umuter lo hosim horesen oy ha'afso b'roish hasus b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put it on the roish hasus. Ve'ein boy iser tiltul. There's no shayla of mukze. De muchen hu lebeheime. It's muchen lebeheime. So it's not a fakert. So it's muchen. It's oymed l'tashmish ha'beheime. That's how you walk around with a beheime on Shabbos. It needs a shmire. So memela, it's not mukze. Va'odom hamanik sus birshus harabim, yizoyer shelo yoytzi roish hachevel mitachas yodai tefach. This is in Seif Bamebehime, it says that this is also gzeire. If the roish hachevel is yoytzi mitachas yodai tefach, so it would seem to the passerbys he's holding a hevel by yodai and Shabbos, which would be chilul Shabbos. So therefore, if he's holding less than a tefach, so then everyone sees he's not carrying something, he's just being manig his behemoth. One thing, umashe ben yodai lesus, yagbiya min akalka tefach, also for the same purpose, that people should see that what he's holding, it's pshat, it would be on the ground, again we wouldn't see that he's being manig the behemoth, he's controlling the behemoth. So it should be Yagbiyam and Akalka Tefach, so then it is visible to everyone to see that he's being manig his bain. The Ochiyam Rinon, Lekamon Bepirkin. Umuta Lichroi Hevel Ha'afso, Soviv Tzavara Behime. The Lord says, and one is permitted to be Koirech the Hevel around the Tzavara Behime, which is the next Sugya. So that you're allowed to do. That's a shayla of a masui. L'chayre, if it's koruch around the tzavar of the behemah, l'chayre is nishtahin and nishtaher. That means it's not in the tirusa because it's around the neck of the behemah. Havapiken, it is mutan, that will see the next sugya. The egli the ravune, umoylei shal beischebe, yoitzim kruchim. That's the Gemara later, they bring a maise that they went out kruchim. So we see that Kruchim does not have a Teiris Masui. Adarabe, Tistayim de Shmuel hu de Yoma. So the Gemara said, Fakert, from Shmuel we see Shmuel was Peshit from the Memra of Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi, that Gomel Bechaitim is also. So we see that Shmuel holds in the Tirusa Yisaira is also. Taima la Rashbe, ma raya maisi mida omar shbu machlifen lufnei Rebbe, lachayra mash mida da kama lael loy lamutay naka ba'avsa da choza midivrei Shmuel. That's what the Svasemis wanted to avoid. As the Svasemis had wanted to say that Shmuel had upgeteiched what the Shaila of the Terebi was, that the Shaila was only Gomel Bechaitim, and therefore Shmuel said that Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Yossi was Poshe, that Gomel Bechaitim is Osa, Abba Be'emish Yaitzim Ba'avso V'loi Bechaitim, and the Gemara was Matcha Divrei Shmuel. And that's what the Sfasemis wanted to say, to be Mevayer, this Gemara. That from this Gemara we see that Gomel Bechaitim is also, that Shmuel holds Niterusi Yaseir is also. The Rashba did not learn like the Sfasemis, so the Rashba learned that Shmuel had said over the whole Shtik Torah. And Shmuel was the one that said, it is no Raya from Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi that Gomel Bechaitim is also. Could be, wanted to tell him that Nakob Absar is also. So Mamelo, so therefore the Rashba is a kasha. Taimbal Rashba, Maraya Maisi, Bidoma Shmuel Machlif and Lifne Rebbe, the Lochaire Mashme, the Hod, the Koma, Lael, Loila Muti, Nakob Absar, the Chosemi Divre Shmuel, that Shmuel Maise Firdois, that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said that it's only a Rai that Nakob Absar is also. But Gomel Bechaitim could be his mutter. So where did the Gemara see from this memra of Shmuel that Shmuel holds Netirusi Yaseir is also? So it lives by a time. Koshra by Leo b'maiseira, havi motzi lishnuye hamoni chanani. The Gemara could have said, what's the whole kasha and rav? He says, the Gemara could have said, it goes according to Chanani. That's Taisvus Taina. This the Baal HaTrumis wants to fanfare. He says, L'maisa, the Gemara held that a Porah has no shaykhis with Chananya, as the Alta Sfar we mentioned before, since a Porah does not need any Shmira whatsoever. The Rishash wants to say the Gemara did not veterine according to Chananya, because this is a Stam Mishneh, and our Mishneh is also a Stam Mishneh. So Memele, so therefore, the Gemara, if the Gemara wanted to say, he says, what are you going to say that he says, both of them are Stam Mishnah, that's what the Gemara didn't want to say, that Mishnah is going according to the Chananya, and La Halacha Netirusa Yaseira is Osa. V'ho de Mashma Bereish HaKoynes de Meiseira Shmira Prusehi, Zog Teisves Hainu Davke B'Shoyer. Hashir take is take a shmira b'chuse, but by a pore is a very calm animal, so a male apore a meisere is zikhe sufficient. Zok the Gemara weiter. Hasus b'shir. We had learned Rashi said in the Mishnah that a shir is pshat. There was something around the neck of the animal. And there was a tabas kavua boy. It was a tzode that was around the neck, and there was a tabas in this tzode, and you put a ritzue or a hevel in this tabas. Asus b'shir. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Asus b'shir, b'chol balei hashir yaitzim b'shir, yaitzim b'shir, v'nim shochim b'shir. So they can go out with the shear and you can schlep them with the shear. Fregt die Gemorre, ma yoitzin u ma nimshochen. Oma Ravune, so Ravune said as follows. Oy yoitzin kruchen, if you want, they can go out and the hevel or the absod is attached to the shear, so the hevel is tied around their neck. Oy nimshochen. Or you could hold them, you could guide them by holding the hevel. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Yoitzin kruchim, haritzue soviv tzavor, that the ritzue is koruch around the neck of the sus, or all the yoitzin b'shir. So Rashi says, va'afal pi she'enoi oichso, he's not holding it, So what are you accomplishing by letting the behemoth go out with the hevel, the ritzua is around its neck? Lav masayu to lenoy nami ulchayu. That is the shteiger from these behemoths to go out lenoy also. So Rashi Shita is that the heter of kruchim is altsnoy. Let us see Taisus. O yaitzin kruchim, perish bekuntres, the mechavin lenoy, the chain perish bemasnisen. Rashi in the Mishnah says, se noishnin shir litzavorom lenoy, that noy is muta. The kosher l'rashba l'raf poiris, the la'el mashme the lenoy l'kula alma osa. The Gemara said by Ritzua ben Karnel, so the machlekes Rav Shmuel, if l'netilus it's muta, abo l'noi, everyone holds that it's also. And here all of a sudden, Rav Huna says yaitzim kruchim, and Rashi says that it's l'noi. So that is Teis v'skash. The Ritva says a teretz. The Ritva says as follows, that noi, it matters who the animal is. There are certain animals that the derech is that the yoitzin l'shem noi, and the certain animals that are not yoitzin, the steiger is, you don't beautify them when they go out. A poro l'maise, it's not the steiger, not the steiger of a poro to be miyape the poro. So therefore, if it's not the oirech, it's not the steiger of a poro, so therefore, by a poro, it's a masui. Masha Enkein, by Yasus and all these Balei Shir, it is the Steiger. That's how the Ritva for Emfer Shitas Rashi. But Taisvis does not approve of this Mahalach, so Taisvis has a different Taz. The Tiritz, or Rav Peiris, the Bohopligi, the Rav Hunis of the Netiruse Name Ika Bekruchim, Rav Huna holds, even though the reins are tied around the neck of the behemoth. Shim roitza behemoth livroyach yitfesena bekriches haapso. It's still a shmire. It has a teiris netiruse even in the matzav of kriche. V'loi havi masui. That's the svar of Rav Huna. V'shmur sova kruchin loi havi netiruse. No, that's not called a shmire. That you have to, when the behemoth starts running, you'll have to go and chase the behemoth and chop it on, even though you have no other place to chop it on. You can chop it on by the kriche. That does not give it a teiris netirusa. So that's the machloikis, Rashi and Taisvis, Pshat and Rav Huna, if kruchin is mutter al tnoi, according to Rashi and the Ritve, and according to Taisvis, kruchin is mutter al netirusa. So nachamu, ma yoitzin o mai nimshochim, o ma ravune, o yoitzin kruchim, o nimshochim, sei kruchim and sei nimshochim amut. U shmul o ma yoitzin nimshochim, they're permitted to go out nimshochim, ve ein yoitzin kruchim. They're not allowed to go out kruchim. Be mas nise tone, yoitzin kruchim limoshech. Yaitzin kruchen limoshech. Let us see Rashi. Nimshochim shemoyshcha b'ritzue hakvue b'tabas hashir. Yaitzim nimshochim t'netiruse oichahu. That's the svar of Shmuel. Ve'en yaitzim kruchim d'lenoi lavuchayu. So that's the machlokes, if noi is urchei by these balei shir. Is it similar to a por? It's not similar to a por. Kruchin li moshech, kruchim berevach, sheyoche lahachnis yodoi, ben hakrach letzavo, oyen yech maat min hachevul, shimbos levroyach yemayer v'yoich zeno. So it seems Rashi means to say as follows. The machloikis of Rav Huna and Shmuel is if it's tightly koruch around the neck. So then Rav Huna holds it is still muta yoitzin kruchim al tznoi.
He says, in this Bereise says, Yaitzim Kruchim Nimshochim, here we're speaking about a case where it's not the way, it has a purpose also. It's Roy Lashmir, Kruchim Bereva, Shuchalach Nishodi Beina Krach Litzavo, Inich Matmin Echevel, Shimbos Lebroich Mar, Yoich Hazeno. According to Rashi, this Bereise would be more or less a raya to Shmuel. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis learned that the Machloikis, Rav Huna and Shmuel is there netirusa by Kruchen? Is Rav Huna t'metaret Kruchen limoshech? Okay, Taisvis learns that's bechlal the whole heter of Rav Huna. Vitz Kruchen limoshech sheyesh cholo beinavso litzav, shunoich limoshech sheyirtze. Shmuel Sovali Moshech Vakashesh Chevel Tovali Ba'Apso, but that what he could be Oiches and the Kriche, that is not enough. Before we go further, let us see the two Taisvisen which go on the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, Umazin Aleihem, by the Shir, it says, Umazin Aleihem, one can be Mazet, V'toivlon Bimkoimon. So what is the chiddush umazin aleihem bimkoimo? So Taisa says itzach lashmeinam bimkoimo, v'leichayshinam shema tipel hazo ala beheime v'yifsulu. Now we have to understand the maze has to have good aim. What's pshat good aim? Because if he'll be maze and it will not hit the shear, it will hit the beheime. So then, the mechatos that is left on the ezoy will also become nifsal. This is how Rashi and Yuma and Taisus also seems to learn like this. Let us see the Mishnah what Rashi Taisus brings. The loy chayshin on shema tipol hazo ala beheime v'yifsalu. The nistan ben meseches pore niskaven lahazis al ha'odom. If a person wanted to be maza al ha'odom, vehiza ala behema, and he was maza ala behema, im yesh be'ezoiv, if there's left on the ezoiv, more mechatos lo yishane. He's not permitted to be maza again with this mechatos. Why? Because since the hazor is shoine, even though he wanted to be maza odom, he wanted to be maza in our case, a keli. But since the Hazor is Shoine was Lemaisa, not a Maisa Hazor, so it's equivalent ki ilu also meloche b'meichatos. So this is not considered a Maisa Hazor, that's considered he did a meloche. So since he did a meloche, so the meichatos, which is still on the Ezoiv, becomes nifsol because of Asiyas meloche. And the Ritva explains by us, there's a din of Mishmeres. One has to be very careful of mechatos. One is not permitted to be ma'abed mechatos. So memela, I would think that you're playing with fire. How is one permitted to be maze on a keli while the behemoth is wearing the keli? First of all, the behemoth is not too patient. So memela, the behemoth can give a rick and it'll come out that it won't hit the keli is going to hit the behemoth, and by doing that you are ma'abid mechatos, not only the drop that hit the behemoth, but the rest of the mechatos that is left on the ezoiv. This kamash melon, that no, those who were in the profession of azos mechatos had a very good aim, they were zrizim and zahirim, so memela, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, Umazin aleihen bimkoima. Agav Ulche, the Ritve in Yume, does not at all like this pshat in the Mishnah, because he says that the whole psul of meloche b'meichatos is davke before you mekadish the mayim. That means before you ma'arev the eifachatos with the mayim chayim, then there's a psul of meloche. But after the kiddush, he tells there's no psul of meloche. So therefore he doesn't like Bechlal, this pshat and this girsa that Taisus brings down from the Mishnah in Poreh. V'toivlin bimkoimo. The Mishnah says a second halacha that you can be metabel these kelim while the behemoths are still wearing the shear. Hiksha Rav Rabbi Elazar, Amayle Maksha Hoche Tvile Man Dechar Shmei. Bikim Tvile Dorein. Kedeporich Bereish Beme Isha, Amay Desnan Veloi Sitfel Adshe Terapeim. When it speaks about that in Beme Isha Yoitzis, it says that she should not be Tevil unless the Tachshitim are roughly. So the Gemara asked, "Veveret wegen Tvile, v'tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, d'hoche loy porich mishum demas nisen mayri bedin kelim." Our Mishnah speaking about hilchis kelim, shemachalek ben keli lekeli, ve'ezem mutalotzis boy, ve'ezem osa. So we're speaking about hilchis kelim. So while we're speaking about the kelim, so that's not kasha. V'agavur hashmin and shardinei kelim. We're speaking about these kelim, umazin aleim, the toivlim, the mkaimam. These are from the halachas of these kelim which we are speaking about. So we can throw in another halacha about these kelim. Techein derech atan, kihi dekite yaitzi bekav shaloi, vim yesh prey beis kibul ksusim tome. So, even though we're speaking about hilchas haitzoa, but already wanted to vaafarayin avot, that the kav could be mekabel tome. Aber bereish b'meish de mayre b'dinei keilim v'ashmin en din tvilas ishe porich shapir tvila man dechar shmei. We're speaking about keilim, and all of a sudden you bring in the tvila of an ishe, there it's shaloi b'mkayim. Zogte gemore weiter. Omar Rav Yosef chazin elohu le'egli debei Rav Hune Yoitzin b'avsoreim kruchim b'shabes. That we saw that they went out b'avsoreim kruchim. Ki oso Rav Dimi Omar Rav Chanine muloi shol beis rebi, the predes of beis rebi, yoitzis b'avsoreim b'shabes. Period. Iboyi lohu. So the Gemara says, the second memre that Rav Dimi said over, kruchim oinim shochim. How did they go out? Toshma, ki oso Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Omar Rav Chanine muloi shel beis rebi yoitzois bapsareim kruchim b'shabes. So now we know pshat in the memra of Rav Dimi that it was kruchis from this memra of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Omar Rav Chanine. Amru Rabbonon kami de Ravasi hod Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda lo yitzrich. You don't need this extra memra of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda to tell us that Rav Dimi means they went out kruchim. The midah Rav Dimi nafke. From the memra of Rav Dimi alone, we could also know that they went out kruchim. Why? Visal kedaitach the Rav Dimi nimshochim komar. Rav Dimi means that the mulois, the praydis, went out nimshochim. Mid Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Navke Sanim Shochim. They can go, you can go out with an Avsar. We know from the Memra of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Why? Domar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Machliv Noyof Nei Rebbe Shal Zubezu Mal Omar Lefon of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yosi Kach Omar Rabbe Arba Behemis Yoitzes Ba Avsar Hasus Ba Pered Ba Hagomul Ba Chamoir. So Al Kaponim is Azay. From the memra of Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosi, we know that a porot could go out with an afso. So nimshochim, we know from Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosi. Now, why did Rav Dimi have to tell us over a maise that Rabbi's praydis went out with an afso? Rabbi heard from Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosi, that an afso is mutter. So I know already that they could go out with an afso. So if Rav Dimi wanted to tell us Psachidish about Rebbe's praydis, al kochach, the chidish is that they went out kruchim. So why do you, so you can figure it out from the whole necessity that Rav Dimi told over this mice about Rebbe's praydis. That's the Gemara's kash. Omulu Ravasi itzrichlu. The imid Rabbi Yehuda Nafke, Hava mine, if from yene maise, hava mine, omalofon of lekiblo mine. From yene maise, I could say as follows. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi told over from his father that a preide The poor behemoths go out with an afsa, but could be Rebbe disagrees with him. Could be Rebbe holds that they don't go out with an afsa. Kamash Malon, the Rav Dimi saw Rebbe's praises, they did go out with an afsa. The either Rav Dimi, but if I only have now Rav Dimi, have a min hanemili nimshochim. So I can only know nimshochim. I will kruchim loy. Kamash Malon, the Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. The Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said that they went out nimshochim also. Let us see Rashi. The Kasalke Daitoch, the Kibla Rebbe Mineda Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yosi, that a prayed is Yoitze Ba'avso. So the Gemara says, no, without Rav Dimi, I wouldn't know Bechal who was Mekabel. So Rav Dimi says he was Mekabel, but for Rav Dimi alone, I wouldn't know if it was Kuchim or Nimshochim. So therefore, I needed the last memory from Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda and Rav Chanina to tell me that they went out Kuchim.